Blessings, friends. Pastor Nick here today. I want to talk to you about our nesting with Jesus in 1 Kings chapter number 5. Now, yesterday we talked about the magnitude of the wisdom of God, the depths of the favor of God upon Solomon's life. And we noticed how it described his understanding. His understanding was exceedingly great, and his capacity of his intellect, the capacity of his influence and impact was measureless. It was like the sand along the seashore. Now, in chapter 5, we find an interesting thought. Here's a man that had wisdom superior to any contemporary in his day. Nobody could match Solomon in his wisdom. But even in his wisdom, Solomon didn't have to know how to do every job. He didn't need the skill to know how to start and finish a work. He, in his wisdom, knew how to get a job done. Therefore, he requested foreign skilled craftsmen because of their abilities to get a job done, and because of the dilemmas and the deficiencies of Israel that didn't have that ability, Solomon had a solution. He sent word to a king and said, "We need your help to get this job finished." So, what wisdom does is help us. It provides solutions for the designs and the dilemmas of life. And the meekness of wisdom is not threatened when it cannot do a particular job. Matter of fact, it delights in finding and supporting the right people with the right skills for the right job. That's what wisdom will do for us. Our wisdom can be extraordinary, but every one of us needs the help of other wise and skillful men and women. So we are in this together. You're in this with me, and I'm in it with you. And I pray God would use our giftings to be a help to one another. God bless y'all. Keep your eyes on Jesus. May his favor surround you, his presence be in your life, and may you walk in the abundant life that he came to give you. God bless y'all.